A winner knows what he can do. Truly, a winner knows what he can do, and he does it. Is this where you stand in life? Do you know what you can do, and you do it? Do you go into everything in life as a winner? Or do you go into life's activities as sort of a checking it out, seeing what sort of things are going on, seeing how things are, and seeing whether you really want to be part of it or not? Is that how you go into life? Many of us do. We go into life not realizing what we can accomplish, not realizing what we want to accomplish. As a human being, we go into lots of experiences and we think to ourselves, gee, that's pretty neat. That's pretty wonderful. But do we know what we're talking about? Do we have any idea what we're doing with ourselves? Do we have any idea what it means that a winner knows what he can do? Let's look at the gurus and let's look at these wonderful teachers and philosophers and the great people of the world. Did they know what they could do? Did they know what they could do when they started out, when they were little children? Did they know what they could do? Did they always have sort of an idea within them that they were destined for greatness, they were destined for accomplishing wonderful things? No, because that's not what it's all about. What it's all about is they liked themselves. They liked their own life. They liked what they were working on. They liked who they are. And when you enjoy who you are, you go into everything for the delight of it. They were not challenged by the various things they did. They were not challenged by learning all of the wonderful teachings that were necessary to balance their philosophy of life. They were not they did not have to go out and learn how to play tennis. They did not have to go out and learn how to do any of the sports or do any of the educational projects or anything like that. They knew it intuitively within themselves. Now, I'm not trying to say that they have a gift that is beyond what anybody else has. They knew that they can do it. They had this inner knowingness. Now, perhaps that's a gift beyond any measure, to have a gift that you know you can do it. The gift that you feel a confidence in yourself. But were they all born with that inner confidence in themselves? Were they all born with that inner awareness within themselves that they had something special going on? Were they born with that realization that they had something special inside of them, that they were unique and really a most marvelous being? Well, we all have that in us. And sometimes we hide it. Sometimes we go off on tangents. Sometimes we create parents who do not believe in us. Sometimes we create family who do not believe in us. Sometimes we create a world who does not believe in us. And we just march right forward with who we are. Now, if we're going to be in any way stymied or in any way held back by the opinions of others, by the world around us, then we are truly not worthy of our mastership that we could be. We're not worthy of that winner complex who we are. People who are winners, they sort of shine that forth from the very start of their life. From the very beginning, they shine that forth that they are winners, that they are people who are going to carry forth whatever it is that comes to their mind, whatever it is that says, hey, this is what it's all about. Have fun. Be yourself. Enjoy this. Enjoy what you're doing. And as they carry that forth, wonderful things happen for them. Now, what about people who have sort of not allowed themselves to have this experience? People who are, you might call, not winners. They don't know what they can do. How do those people come into the awareness that they can do it? How do those people come into the realization that they have that within them that winning capacity? They have within them that achievement capacity. They have within them that mastership capacity in any area that they choose to think about. How do they develop that? Well, within all of us is the divine. Within all of us is the divine equally, wonderfully present. Within all of us, the divine is saying, come on, you can do it. The divine is saying, whatever you set your heart and mind to, you can do it. And the divine is sometimes even saying, and this is a tough one, the divine is sometimes even saying, hey, create a better mousetrap. Hey, do something imaginative. Do something just outrageous. And go for it. Go for it. If you have the thought, go for it. The thought came to you because you're ready for it. You're ready to carry it out. You're ready to demonstrate it. You're ready to experience it in your life right now. Go for it. The divine in us sparkles us with impossible ideas, improbable ideas, but ideas that we have the genius to carry out, but we don't know it at the time. But we delight in the imaginative concept that flows in and through our mind, and we say, that's interesting. Yeah, I'd like to work on something like that. Yeah, that's fantastic. And then, as we are aware of those ideas, as we are aware of those wonderful dreams and goals and aspirations, and we think about them more and more in our heart. The genius thinks in his heart. The master thinks, the winner thinks in their heart. And so you think in your heart, I can do that. Hey, that's interesting. Yeah, let's see now. And you begin to think about these inputs, these impressions of your divine self talking to you, and you say to yourself, okay, I'll work on that. Okay, I'll do that. Okay, yeah, that's okay. And you begin to have a thought about it, and that thought is the beginning of the winner confidence. That thought is the beginning of the knowingness that you have an interest in it in the first place, and the second place that you can do it, that you can carry it through. It is always a two-part idea that comes in from the divine. First it says, yes, look at this wonderful idea, look at this exciting thought, look at, and you look. And sometimes you say, oh my goodness, that's too good to be true. Oh my goodness, that's just beyond measure. And you cut yourself out. But the winner, the one who is really ready, he says, let's see how we can go about doing that. How can we go about bringing that into manifestation in the world? That's super. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have peace on earth and have peace everywhere? Well, it starts with a genius. It starts with this master consciousness. It starts with the one who has the thought, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. It starts with the individual who plays that game, who is in that winning circle. And wherever that person goes, oh, he doesn't have an easy time necessarily. He's challenged and he is put down. And as he goes around seeing peace and as he goes around with his beautiful attitude, people don't always take right to him. But it doesn't matter. He is undaunted. The winner is always undaunted. He goes into the game and he says, let's play the game. And the game is there is peace on earth and it began with me. That's a game. The game is tennis, or the game is thinking. The game is dreaming. The game is learning. The game is revealing. They're all the game. And they're wonderful games. Because they're games that say, yes, how exciting this is, how wonderful this, I can do it. And all of us have within us that winner concept, that winner complex that says, I can do it. And when you say to yourself, I can do it, the divine in you says, right you are. And the divine in you gives you the talent, it gives you the genius, it gives you the ability to do whatever it is you want to do, no matter how unusual it may be, no matter how untried, untrue, and unexpected it may be. The divine in you gives you that genius, because that's who you are. And it's the divine in you. It's not the divine outside of you. It's the divine in you that reveals through you this magic that you are. Is this something that all of us can experience? Is this something all of us can know? Yes, this is something that is for all of us. And it's for all of us right now. It's for all of us to know for ourselves right now. It's the divine in you, in me, speaking to me, saying, go for it. The divine in us saying, for this was I born. This is my destiny. This is my purpose in life, to carry out all these divine ideas and carry them out beautifully, as a winner should. Join me in this realization that you are a winner, that you are divine, that you are more marvelous, more magical, more sufficient to any task that you put for yourself than anything could ever be, because you are divine, and you are listening to your divine within you, and the divine within you is saying, you are a winner, and you can do it. Join me this day knowing that you can do it, knowing that you are a winner, knowing that you are divine in every way. Now. And it is done.